Almost 2 years ago, in August of 1999, one of the South's most insightful, sensitive, and troubled nonfiction writers died of a heart attack at the age of 64. Now the passionate imagination of Willie Morris returns in the form of a posthumous novel called Taps. His widow, Joanne Pritchard Morris, former book editor at the University of Mississippi Press, put the finishing touches on the book that her husband had tinkered with for decades. She joins us from the facilities of Mississippi Educational Broadcasting in Jackson. Hello, Joanne.
Hello, David.
Also joining us from the NPR studio in New York is David Halberstam, who back in the late 1960s was an up-and-coming writer at Harper's Magazine, where Willie Morris was feeling his oats as the youngest ever editor of Harper's at the time. As Halberstam went on to publish major works of social and political history, Morris's books dwelled most often on the lives and habitats of rural Southerners of the 1950s generation, mainly the environment of Morris's hometown in the Mississippi Delta, Yazoo City. Among his most popular books are the early autobiography, North Toward Home, and My Dog Skip, which was made into a movie a couple of years ago. Welcome to you, David Halberstam.
Nice to be with you.
Willie Morris has been ranked by some among the likes of Walker Percy, Flannery O'Connor, great Southern writers, although perhaps he's not as well known. One of the things that fascinates me about him is that he was such a product of this sleepy Southern town, which many people would probably call a backwater, yet he became for a while early in his career a darling of the New York literary scene, seemed to be quite at home as his career took him to become a hotshot editor of Harper's. Was he equally at home in New York as he was in Mississippi in both those worlds?
One of the things that was true about Willie, as one of his more endearing qualities, was that the little boy in him always lived, and he was a great, you've heard of city slickers, Willie was a great country slicker, and he had charm, intelligence, he was extremely well read, he enjoyed every bit of the grand tour. He'd come in the next morning if he'd been out with people and say, you know who I had dinner with, and it would be Lauren Bacall or Bill Styron or Norman Mailer. He was thrilled, and he essentially inhaled New York and was something of a comet in those days.
Joanne Pritchard Morris, in this new book, Taps, is basically the story of this 16-year-old boy in a small Mississippi river town, not unlike Yazoo City. The year is 1951, and the boy is introduced to the realities of war when he's called on to play taps on his trumpet for newly arriving casualties from the Korean War. And it's fiction, but again, it's based on a plot taken from Willie's real life. He did play taps at those funerals. It must have affected him deeply.
I think it had just a profound effect on him, being there so close to the death and grief of these people, being in the cemeteries, which he loved. I think it really crystallized for him a lot of themes that he developed throughout his writing career. You know, I think he was up close to people enough to see injustice and see differences among people, cultural differences, economic differences, that he may not have seen quite so clearly had it not been for that experience.
Joanne, do you have a favorite passage you'd like to share with us? Some prose, perhaps?
Let's see. I have several favorite passages. Let's see what I might. I have, can read a description of playing taps at the National Cemetery, which would have been in Vicksburg near the Mississippi River. His taps in that long ago march in the Grand National Cemetery was the finest I ever heard, seeming to rise full-blown like a song from the new earth, sweeping across the sea of white crosses, reaching out to caress the clouds at the edge of the sky, hovering sweetly over the immemorial river itself as it lingered and was lost.
Why do you like that song?
I can just feel the presence of Willie so strongly in those words. Looking out over the river, he loved to go to the Vicksburg Cemetery, and he loved the Mississippi River and the majesty of the words and how he looked at life, looked at the world.
A lot of Willie Morris's books have a great deal of poignancy and sadness in them. This one, sort of death and a sense of loss seem to seep throughout the pores of the book. There's one passage, and I'll just quote it here, where he says, "Set beside the slow, dalliant days of youth, why must time dwindle so swiftly as one ages? Just as we're being able to perceive the complexity of the puzzle, to ponder its disparate pieces, we must rush before the hour grows too late." He was rushing to finish this novel in a way, but he worked on it for so long and never finished it, and it seemed to be on his mind a lot towards the end of his years.
It was. I think he couldn't quite let it go. And in some strange way, although I certainly didn't hear him say this, I think he knew that Taps would be his last book. And I don't think he was quite ready to finish his last book.
I have to chuckle sometimes reading this book because of the language at times, which seems authentic and yet antique at points, as when he describes one of the characters as having an expansive paunch, which he rubbed now and again in nervous habitude, or someone having an ascetic kind of sagacity, or he uses the phrase, he distracted himself from lassitude. Why was he so fond of this, what many would consider kind of old-fashioned language, almost a lush language?
He loved words, and he really liked finding the word that he thought was the best one. And I don't know, he was enamored of that sort of old-fashioned way.
Yeah, he liked being an old-fashioned person. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was old-fashioned. He was courtly. He was very much from Mississippi, and he was very ambivalent about Mississippi. He both loved Yazoo City and Mississippi, and yet he had been driven out of it as a whole generation of talented Mississippians and Alabamans and Georgians had. The fact that the white people of Yazoo City, whom he loved, I mean, these were his people, and he was very proud of them and loved them, would treat the black people of Yazoo City, whom he also loved and whom he was proud of, so badly, created great conflict within him. And that was not unusual for Southerners of that generation who came from the Deep South. And it's one of the reasons why his book, North Towards Home, is so important. It's a book that has great constant sales. It's, if you meet young Mississippians, it has a sort of an iconic stature with them. And it is because this, they loved the place they came from, were in great pain because of things that were happening. And so there was this certain schizophrenia, and that Willie had succeeded in New York, had written a book so full of love from where he came from, and had the same disjointed journey, had great appeal to them. That book is a very, very important book.
Mm-hmm. Joanne Morris, did you see a change at all, though, in Willie Morris from, you know, he came back to Mississippi and was there in Oxford for a long time and then moved to Jackson. Did he become, you know, more comfortable, more satisfied living there? And, you know, his stories, in a sense, seem to get a little softer. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. He really wanted to write loving, sweet things. He often got calls from this magazine or that to do some tough investigative something or some tough piece about a Mississippi politician, and he would turn them down because he said he just didn't want to spend his time writing that kind of piece.
You know, I quite enjoyed in this book, Taps, revisiting some of these pleasantries that he talks about in a quieter time of Southern youth, special delights of summer evenings, such as waiting for the mosquito-killing truck to come by. These were DDT trucks that spewed out these huge clouds, and children would run behind it or get on their bicycles behind it. That's the kind of childhood fun that Willie catches in a lot of his stories. Do you think this kind of storytelling, the way Morris does it, will still captivate audiences today and in the future?
Well, it captivates Southerners today. I don't know how many people outside the South right now think it is too quaint to be real, but I don't know why good lyrical writing, melodious language won't appeal to people forever.
Joanne Pritchard Morris, the widow of Willie Morris, who brings us her husband's last work, Taps, and David Halberstam, former colleague and friend to Willie Morris. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, both Davids.
And thank you.